Blog Talk Radio.
Go straight to the word, and, you know, just go straight.
Story about Abraham in the Old Testament, Bible story of faith.
Abraham mentioned several times in the Bible for some of his great things he accomplished. Romans 4 says that he was saved because of his faith. And the story about David and Goliath, the story about David and Goliath several times, you know, he's mentioned the story about his faith, even though they say, oh, Goliath was big, he's huge, he's a giant. How you gonna kill him with a slingshot? But he did, his faith, by faith. Moses followed God, called through great faith. Moses was born to a Hebrew family, but because his Jews was growing in numbers and strength, and Pharaoh of Egypt ordered that their babies were to be killed. Moses was spared the fate because his mother placed him in the basket in the river. Pharaoh's daughter found a basket and rescued the baby to raise as her own. And Moses grew up in Pharaoh's family. But let me keep that story short. Moses did see himself as a man of God to use to take on such a task. However, through faith, he led the Israelites as God desired. Joshua, he was walking by faith. Isaac, Jacob walked by faith. And all these people I just mentioned in the story just walked by faith. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this up about faith all the time and being bold, because we are in the last days. We need to have faith and trust God. And by faith, we could love. By faith, we could trust God and just walk what we have to walk and do what we have to do. Yeah, you know, the enemy is going to try to manipulate us and go to our minds and be like, oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, it's not going to work, blah, 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 blah. All it is blah, 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 what the enemy just saying to your ears. So, Dan, you got to trust God, have faith, walk by faith. You know, a substance you can't see, you know, by walking in faith in this spiritual world. You know, it's not just a physical world, but it's a spiritual world. Walking by faith, you can accomplish anything you want and just do what you have to do and be the best at it. Some people have a lack of faith. Some people don't believe. And that's the reason why, you know, the enemy comes in pretty quick and just take over their mindset. But when you have that mindset and have that faith and you just walk on it, trust me, things will happen. Abundance will happen. Prosperity will happen. Everything will fall into place. It's not for you to just pray and ask God, oh, Lord, I need a new car, a new house. Oh, Lord, Jesus, I need this, I need that. No, the Lord is waiting for you to have faith and be like, Lord Jesus, thank you. I praise you. I thank you for everything you've done for me. I thank you for giving me this car, even this car's not there. Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me this huge house. But even though you don't even have the huge house yet, Lord Jesus, I thank you for giving me this great job, even though you don't have this great job. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this great promotion you gave me, even though you didn't even have the promotion. It's all about faith. And if you keep practicing it, practice having faith, it's going to happen, okay? It's going to happen by you having faith and trusting in God. And it's not a one-day thing. It's an everyday thing. That's why the Lord said meditate on the word day and night, day and night. Meditate in the word day and night. So you can have it, on top of your mind and have it in your mindset. And just focus on God, trust in God, and walk in the Word. Walk in the Word. Do your best to walk in the Word. People say, oh, you know, I'm not perfect this, I'm not perfect that. But remember, whatever you say, it's going to come into pass. If you think you're not perfect, okay. But look, check this out. When you use the Word and meditate in the Word, you're going to, as you do your best, you're going to have trials and tribulations. You're going to fall a couple of times. once you practice, that's why they say practice makes perfect. You have to do it over and over so you can get it, so your mind can process it, your spirit can process it, and you can walk in the word, okay? Practice does make perfect. So you won't be able to do the same thing again and again from the yesterday, from last week, or whatever. Practice makes perfect. Facing fear makes perfect. Practicing every day makes perfect. Practice love makes perfect. Okay? Following the Lord, listening to his words, listening to what he's telling us spiritually. Trust me. Once we do that continuously every day, we can't be stopped. We're going to be unstoppable. So it is a process. It's going to take time. And boldness, the reason why I bring the subject about boldness, because we need to be bold. We need to face the facts, what's being thrown in front of us, and take it like a man, take it like a woman, and just be bold. You know, without being arrogant or prideful, but be bold. When somebody be talking or cussing or saying whatever they want to say, but you're afraid to talk about your Lord, that's being a wimp. But you got to be bold and be like, look, I don't want to hear all that cussing, you know. I'm a man of God or I'm a woman of God, you know. I like to clear my ears. And not just that, but be bold. Talk about the Lord. Boast about the Lord. Don't boast about tomorrow. Boast about the Lord. How great is God? How great is our Father? How great is our Lord Jesus? And being bold is the fact that, you know, Moses, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David, Joseph, they went through it all, and all through the Bible, being bold and trusting in God and having faith and not letting the enemy get into their minds, but they shake it off. Once the enemy get into their minds, they shake it off for a few seconds, and then they go back to what they had to do and living a purpose, living a purpose in life and what they have to do. And that's my message.
Behind closed doors, man, you hit the floor, and what they can't see is your own, your need. So the
I would like to thank everybody for listening to Faith is Power Radio. You can check me out on Facebook, Joseph the Dream. That's D-R-A, that's D-R-E-A-M-E. Yeah, I had to cut it short, Joseph the Dream. Or just type in Joseph the Dreamer and you're going to see Facebook. It's going to be on Facebook, on Google. Just Google me. I do have a show coming up on the 24th. I'm giving the gospel all through everywhere I'm going at, even in clubs. Yes, I said it. You know, I have to give the word out. It's called Club Eve, and my hit single is called Hold On. You're not the gospel. Tickets being sold. You can check it out on my Joseph the Dreamer page on Facebook. You know, I just need some support for me to perform. You know, if the ticket's not sold, I won't be able to perform. But, you know, in the grace of God, I know it's going to happen. And I have faith that, you know, the ticket's going to be sold. I'm not going to have it in my head that the ticket's not going to be sold. But it is going to be sold. And it's already been done. But I would like to give a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for everything. Thank you for giving me the word to talk about faith and boldness, Lord. Thank you for your knowledge and wisdom. And thank you for your strength. And thank you for your love, Lord Jesus. Cover us and let us walk by faith, not by sight. In your blood, Lord Jesus, in your name, amen. Thank you for thank you everyone for listening. Faith is Power Radio. I hope you have a blessed day. Have a blessed week. And I will get back to everyone between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to change up, you know, the station just a little bit. We're going to do it on the weekend. Until everything's organized, then we're going to do it all through the week. All right. Have a blessed day. Thank you. God bless.